Hey everyone. Welcome back to My Mindset Affirmations for Patience and Presence, your daily dose of sanity and empowerment in this crazy beautiful world. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate motherhood and life. With a little more grace, a whole lot of laughter, and maybe just a sprinkle of magic. Now, today we're diving deep into something super crucial. Healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes when you really want to scream no? Or like your personal space is a revolving door. Boundaries, my friends, are our life rafts in the sea of chaos. They protect our energy, sanity, and time, allowing us to show up as the best versions of ourselves for ourselves, our families, and the world. So, let's get real. Here are five key takeaways about setting those boundaries like a boss. 1. Boundaries aren't selfish, they are essential. Think of them as your personal non-negotiables, your emotional and mental armor. It's not about saying no to everyone, it's about saying yes to taking care of you. You deserve that, mama. Remember that superhero cape? Well, boundaries are the fabric keeping it strong. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in a day. Pick one area where you need more space and start there. Maybe it's saying no to extra commitments at work or asking for help with chores at home. Baby steps lead to giant leaps, right? Remember that time you finally tackled that mountain of laundry? Same energy. 3. Communicate clearly and kindly. No beating around the bush. Tell people what you need in a direct but respectful way. I appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm really swamped right now and can't take on anything new as much better than maybe later. Which just invites more chaos. 4. Enforce those boundaries. This is the part where it gets tricky, but remember, you've got this. If someone keeps pushing your limits, gently remind them of your needs. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but consistency builds respect over time. Think of it like training a puppy. They need clear rules and consistent reinforcement. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be slip-ups, awkward moments, and maybe even some guilt trips thrown your way. Those are tricky. But remember, you are doing amazing work by prioritizing your well-being. Celebrate those wins, learn from the missteps, and keep going. You've caught this, mama bear. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning. You've finally dragged yourself out of bed after a sleepless week, ready to enjoy some precious me time. But then your phone starts buzzing with requests from family, friends, and colleagues. Suddenly, that peaceful vision is shattered, replaced by a frantic scramble to juggle everyone's needs. This, my friends, is where boundaries come in handy. Instead of letting yourself get swept away, you could politely decline those last-minute invitations, reminding them that you need some downtime to recharge. Or maybe you set aside a specific time block for checking emails and calls, ensuring the rest of your day remains sacred. You see, healthy boundaries are like the cozy cup of coffee. They give you the space to enjoy the little things, even in the midst of the chaos. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or distant. It's about creating a life where you can show up authentically and joyfully for yourself and those you love. It's about carving out space for your own well-being, because a happy and fulfilled mama makes a happier home. Let's recap the key takeaways, shall we? First, boundaries are essential, not selfish. They protect your energy and time. Second, start small. Don't try to change everything overnight. Focus on one area where you need more space. Third, communicate clearly and kindly. Be direct about your needs, but do it with respect. Fourth, enforce those boundaries. Consistency is key. Fifth, be kind to yourself. It's a journey, not a destination. Celebrate the wins and learn from the missteps. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small ways you're implementing boundaries in your life? Share them in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community of empowered mamas. Remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember to prioritize those boundaries. They're worth it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.